what's going on? Rob Sesternino here, and we have our final three exit interviews plus America's favorite player here on this Big Brother 22 post-finale special. And I'm here with a man who will switch from being the person, the eye in the sky, the onlooker, all these people, to the person asking some questions. Taryn Armstrong. Taryn, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Very excited to talk to some of these people, get some answers out of them, and hear what they have to say.
Is it weird for you that when the people that you have been watching for a long time then talk back to you?
I think it was probably weird when I started doing this, but I'm kind of used to it now.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like you've gone all this season, 85 days or whatever, watching them, and then when they are able to like respond to your questions, it might be disconcerting.
Well, I feel like I know them well enough.
Wait, can hear me now?
I feel like I know how they will respond to the questions that I ask them. So it's almost like I'm more comfortable with them than like some random new person.
Okay. We will hear from Cody, Enzo, Nicole, and Davon here in this podcast. Earlier tonight, we had our big finale recap, which is up at robhasawebsite.com. We went into everything from Cody's win and everything that happened in this 2-hour finale, and it was a fun show.
Very fun show. The finales are usually fun, but I feel like they're especially fun when it's a good finale, and I do feel like this is a good finale.
All right, well, let's talk to the man who is the person at the center of this finale, and that would be none other than Cody Calafiore, our first interview of the night. Here is Cody. All right, we're here with the champion of Big Brother 22. I'm sure it does not get old to hear it. Here he is, Cody Calafiore. Cody, how are you?
Hola, what's happening?
Cody, congratulations. And let me just be the first to say thank you for helping me win a draft this season.
No way.
Yeah.
No way.
We nailed it. We did it, Cody.
That's me in the beginning?
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're bonded for life now.
Yeah.
I feel like that was just a huge bond.
We got this. Cody.
He's going to cut you, Rob.
No. This is what he does. Yeah. But Cody, that big decision tonight, so emotional between taking either Enzo or Nicole. Just how close was it for you?
Oh my God, I can't even tell you. I feel like I can't really express it. Like, I feel like their emotions in the moment also like reflected like what it was to the, like, because him getting the way that he was because like our relationship was very similar to mine and Nicole's. Like, we were together from the second day as well. Like, I came in and we clicked. I came in with Nicole. We just had something, and then ours grew. I felt like Nicole and I's like relationship like really like blossomed into something incredible. And so for me, like, to be there, that was the hardest decision to have to pick. Like, between, it's like picking between two of your best friends, two people that you wouldn't be there without. How do I decide like who is going to come there with me? And it was very tough. Ultimately, it kind of came down to like Nicole had won the game before. She was a winner. And I'd gone through a ton of scenarios of like, Nicole wins the final HOH, takes me. How does she do? I win the final HOH, take her. How does she do? How do I do? I win the final HOH, take Enzo. What happens there? And so like, I just felt, I didn't want to take somebody and lose again. I didn't want to do that. That would have haunted me way worse than the first time. And so that was a daunting decision, but that was like dwelling on me for a while. Cause I was like, what if we are at the end of the game? Like, if Enzo wasn't there, I was taking Nicole every time. If Enzo wasn't there, I would not have cut her. If anybody else was sitting there, it would have been Nicole and I. If Nicole wasn't sitting there and Enzo was there, I would have taken him every time, but it was always kind of for me, Enzo, then Nicole. In that process of if I'm taking somebody to final two. So that's, I just stuck with it.
Yeah. You started the game very strong. Did you have any plans coming into the game? You did come into the game. You knew a couple of the people in there. Did you have anything planned out?
So what I heard a lot of names coming up previously, because I feel like people couldn't wait to talk about, oh, I got asked to All-Stars. And I feel like it was a little bit of an ego thing. I didn't want anybody to know I was getting called. I didn't want anybody to know I was going because I didn't want people to be like, Cody, oh my God, he's probably talking to Derek. Like, he's probably getting strategy from Derek. This could be a bigger target. Like, I don't know, like what, Cody's social game. Like, I didn't want people to go into see. Like, I went into Sequester and was like, I want to watch as much Big Brother as I can from some of the names that I heard. And so I was watching people and studying different things that people were doing, and I didn't want my name to be part of that. And so, yeah, like there was a strategy aspect to it because I was like, you guys opened your mouth. I'm like, why would you want people knowing that you were going? And I didn't want people knowing I was going. And so when I came in and some of the faces I saw really solidified for me, I was like, I didn't want to win the first HOH, but when I saw people and I saw I was in the position, I was like, I'm winning the first HOH because I feel like there's a lot of names that I heard and I don't know if these people are really tight. And so I wanted to get my own relationships, and I felt like the best opportunity for that was winning the HOH, solidifying relationships myself, giving myself that first week of like, oh, you know what? I may have had something outside previously, but now I feel tight with Cody. I think I'm going to stay true to that. And so for me, that was my strategy coming in, and not necessarily like, I didn't care to reach out and like talk to people. I didn't want people knowing that I was going on.
Going back to the decision tonight to not tell Enzo that you were going to take him, was any part of that so that Enzo couldn't prepare what he was going to say for the final two speeches?
Oh my God. It's going to sound bad. It's not even as Enzo, I felt like thought I was going to take 100%, but I know how like shook you get in those two seats when questions come at you. And I had been preparing all week. Like, I think if this question comes, like, I want this answer to come out. I want to prepare this for my beginning and I want to prepare this for my ending. And I know how much goes into that. There wasn't really that strategy to not tell him because I feel like if you ask Enzo, he thought all week I was going to take him. So he could have prepared. I just think maybe he just didn't. I don't know, because I feel like it was still up in the air. He was like, if Nicole wins, I think I'm getting cut. So why do I need to prepare? And so you know, I don't know. I didn't purposely do that to shake him, but I knew like the uncertainty of whether he was going to be in the final two was definitely going to be an advantage for me because I felt a little more certain. I did not feel Nicole was going to cut me. And I felt like if I won the final, I would guarantee myself there. So I was preparing all week for like questions and speeches. And I know how tough that is if it's just your first time going there, because I felt like I shook on my first season.
He was definitely hoping that you would take him, but he was also like very in his head about like, I'm going to get third place again.
Yeah, I feel like that was weighing on him a lot.
Yeah. Would you be surprised to hear that, that he was like very heavily considering cutting you if he had won that final three HOH?
I think that he was never going to cut me. I think a lot of times you have conversations.
Careful if you say Enzo's all talk.
No. I know Enzo in his roots, what he is. And Enzo is loyal.
That's why you're the root.
We are the root. And I thought that was one of the cool, I was like, yo, we're the root. And I love this.
Yeah. And then Enzo forgot about it.
But then I kept being like, yo, you're not talking about it. I know you're not talking about it because I'm not talking about it. So like, what's going on? But yeah, I think he might've been considering it, but I think Enzo being the person that he was is why, like, I was able to like, no, like Memphis was somebody I had a final two with. And based on different things that were said, I was like, Memphis definitely will cut me when he gets a chance. So I knew Tyler definitely would cut me if he had the chance. So like, that's why ultimately I wanted like Enzo and Nicole there, because there were two people that through the game, I felt way more confident would take me if I slipped up and didn't win competitions at the end.
Cody, who's going to give you a harder time outside of the house for cutting them? Do you think Nicole or Danny?
I think Nicole will give me a harder time because I think Danny respected the game that I played. I think Danny had a lot of respect for the game that I played and ultimately like understands the game. And I think I explained it. I didn't want to hold anything back to her. I wanted to explain everything because I was so, so close with her. Cutting her was so difficult, but strategically I lost so much of my trust in her. And so I was like, how can I have somebody who I trust fully in Nicole and who I don't trust in Danny? Like, it made it so easy for me. And I think she'll understand that because when I explained it to her, there were so many things that she probably can be like, oh, okay, I get it. Where like, personally, hopefully that makes her like not think about the bond, because her and I had such a strong bond in that house. And so I think she'll understand more of the game. And I think Nicole will be more mad because it's like all game we were talking about going to the end and then I cut her at the end. Mm-hmm. So I think it'll definitely be Nicole. That'll be harder. I'll have it a little harder on me.
Yeah. It seemed like one of your more challenging weeks, and maybe you disagree, but when Enzo was HOH, Tyler was pushing really hard to get everyone to target Danny. And it seemed like that was the week, more so than any other week, that it felt like, oh, Cody's kind of like, maybe his control is slipping away here. And it kind of felt like you were aware of that. And you were kind of like, how do I regain control? Can you walk me through your process?
Yeah, I totally did. And I think the problem that I had in that week was I wanted to step back because Enzo had said something and was getting very frustrated with people trying to tell him stuff to do. And so I was like, okay, I took that and was like, I need to take a step back and not be that person because then it could cause him to be frustrated with me. And I feel like me stepping back allowed Tyler, who's an incredible player, to like sneak in and start going after Danny and talking and mentioning stuff about Danny. And I was like, I needed Enzo to understand like Danny is not targeting you. So putting her up and targeting her for somebody else is not good for your game. As much as you don't trust her, she will not target you. And so to have somebody in the game that won't target you and essentially put them up and send them out is just poor gameplay. Like, let people that want her out go after her, and then allows you to sneak by another week. And so like getting him to understand that, like I also needed to get him to understand that about Ian, because he was like, I want to put up a winner and Ian needs to go up. And I was like, dude, Ian's not going to go after you. He'll go after other people. Stay away from Ian. And so like that was a big aspect of that week. And then honestly, it was into the next week that I felt like I was like, yeah, that week was tough because I didn't want to step on Enzo's toes because he seemed to be getting very overwhelmed by how many people were bum rushing him about this HOH. And I felt like it opened up a door for Tyler, and I'm glad that Enzo stayed away from it, which I think it would have been bad all around.
Cody, I know you have to run. You got a ton of interviews to do tonight, but I just want to say congratulations again on the great win, the dominant win, and hope that we can chat some more in the future, okay?
Without a doubt, anytime.
Okay.
Yeah, great job, man.
All right, take care, Cody.
Appreciate it.
All right, here we are with the runner-up from Big Brother 22, the Meow Meow, the great Enzo Palumbo. Enzo, how are you?
What's up, bro? What's up, guys, man? How you doing? Nice to see you guys. Finally, I'm doing your show, right? Finally, man.
You said you only do a 5-minute podcast. We got 10 minutes with you.
10 minutes, right?
Yeah, you said you were saying no podcasts on the feeds. I heard you.
Yeah.
Because I thought I was getting cut. I thought I was getting Enzo at third place. So I was like, that's it. I ain't talking to nobody. That's it.
Now you've got 50K. Are you now, you're good talking to podcasts?
I will do podcasts now.
Here's Enzo.
That's one podcast I will not listen to.
Yeah, that's you. Anyway, Enzo, congratulations that you seem very happy that, you know, you did not go all the way, but you did not get third place.
That's it. That's where I'm at right now, which I'm happy because I am proud of the way I played. I played a great game. I got to the end of this game. Finally, it stinks that I got second place, but Cody, I said, is one of the best players to ever play this game. I'm telling you this right now. That kid is ferocious. He has a great social game. He's a comp beast. I'm telling you, he's one of the best to play this game. And he proved that this season, bro. What he's done, he had never got a vote casted on him. 1-9-0 tonight. I've lost to one of the best. One of the best to play this game.
Yeah. What do you think it was that prevented you from being able to win again? Do you think it was just like Cody was just unbeatable? Is there a point in the game that you feel like, or a part of your strategy that you feel like you could have improved on to get this jury vote over him? Or was there nothing you could have done?
I thought at the end, that's when I broke down. I thought if I would have beat him, maybe heads up in a competition, I think maybe that could have been like, okay, at least now. He could have thrown competitions during a season, but when he had head-to-head against Cody and he took him out, then it's like, okay, now he came to play. And I took myself to the end. That could have maybe helped me out a lot. You know what I mean? I think that's why I broke down, because I knew at that point, $500,000 gone. Because if Cody takes me, I'm losing to him. And I know if Nicole wins at third age, she ain't taking me. So I say, here we go again. Third place again. And that's what really bothered me at that point.
Did you ever have an idea about how to potentially knock Cody out of the game?
I was thinking of that because I was like, right here is the pivotal point during a triple eviction when I keep Nicole. I was like, I think if I get rid of Nicole here, now that's going to be a triple effect where Cody's probably going, 2 weeks after that. Now, does that hurt my game? That's the thing I'm scared about. So I came to the grips where I was like, I need Cody in this game because I'm going to need him to win stuff for me at the end of this game. Because Tyler was starting to come on. Memphis impressed the heck out of me, Memphis, man. And I was a little weary of him. So I was like, I don't know if I could beat this guy at the end. So I'd rather be with Cody at the end because at least he could take these people out. And I go to the end. Hopefully I can finagle the jury and win against him. And if my plan worked, but I got second place out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, there were a lot of people, especially in the early jury portion of the game, that, you know, especially Kevin, he had talked to you for a long time about like how much Cody sucks. And like, if, you know, for a while it did seem like, oh, maybe the jury will be bitter. Did that have like an influence over your sort of decision to stick with him?
I was feeling that. I was like, yo, maybe Kevin got a little spat with Cody. Devon, I wasn't really feeling him too much. I mean, there was people that he ruffled, you know, there was people that he got upset. So I was like, yo, maybe I got this. I think maybe I could have been a little better in my goodbyes. Maybe I could have been a little like realer in my goodbyes. I felt like they all put it together because I said kind of like almost the same thing to everybody. Mm-hmm. Everybody. And maybe I could have just been like, look, I had to do this. I had to get rid of you because of this and that. And I should have probably been like that more. But who knows at this point? I mean, Cody just played awesome. So it could have been, I could have did this, could have did that, but I think at the end, Cody was going to get me, man.
And so if you could have won that final part of the HOH or the final three HOH, that would you have cut Cody or would you have gone to the end with him?
I'm telling you, man, I love Cody. I'm indebted to this kid for the rest of my life. But at that moment, I was really thinking about taking a cold because I felt like I had no chance against Cody. I just felt I had like no chance. So if I do win that third HOH, there's more than a great chance that I take Nicole. I do.
You have to.
And I hate to say it because I love Cody, but I think I had a way better chance. I think I beat Nicole. I think Nicole didn't do enough. I know she had the target on the back because she was a champion, this and that, but I was ready to go in on her, man, if it was just me against her.
Well, I just asked Devon, and she said basically the winning move was cutting Cody. So whoever did it would have won the game.
That's what I was thinking too at the end. I was thinking I have, but I was like, that's why I broke down and cracked. I was like, that's it. I'm done. Like, I'm done. Because I know she wasn't taking me. And if I do go with Cody, $500,000 is out. That's what I thought, and I was right.
Yeah, all season long, I've been doing impressions of you, Enzo. I hope you don't mind, but you say things like, that's what I'm trying to say, yo, that's it. Come on, yo, that's it, yo, come on.
That's the best flattery, right?
Right?
Best flattery.
People loved it.
That's it. I loved it, man. I want to ask you guys, what did you hate about my game or did not like about my game? Because I trust your opinions. Yeah. I like your opinions.
Well, I will tell you, and you probably suspect this, that the biggest point of contention people have with your game was the triple eviction. They really wanted you to make that move to take out Nicole. I'm actually one of the people that's kind of like, I get it. Like, strategically to
we
end.
We get it, Enzo, but we like big moves also. You know, we want to be entertained.
You want the champion out.
Yeah.
You want the champion out. Yeah, and I was thinking that, trust me, I was sitting there like, do I do this? Do I do this? But then Dave wasn't winning anything, man. And I love Dave. He just wasn't winning anything. Keep her in that house. She's a target. She's a champion. That's something I can hide behind. Now that protects Cody, and Cody protects me now with that too. So that's where I went with it. It worked. It got me to the end. Maybe that move, I win $500,000 because Cody probably gets evicted maybe 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later. You know what I mean? But it's not my fault that Christmas pumpkin drops out of the thing. It's not my fault. Memphis's pumpkin drops out of it because they were going after Cody and they were going after Nicole. So Cody could have been gone that week because I was sitting, because let's say that's the week when Nicole wins the POV.
Mm-hmm. He's gone.
I'm sitting next to him. Cody's gone. You know what I mean? So it's not really my fault because the pumpkins, they dropped the pumpkins, not me. They dropped the pumpkin on it, not me.
Yeah, I do have a question about earlier in the game. If you're asking me about a move that I was looking at, when Christmas won her HOH, you had kind of been working on her. Tyler had been working on her to try to get her to target Danny. Nicole had been working on her to try to get her to target Bailey. Now, when she won the HOH, she was kind of up in the air. You know, she could have gone either way. Both you and Tyler seemed to kind of take your foot off the pedal. And when she told you, like, I'm going to target Bailey, you were kind of like, okay.
I love Bailey. I love Bailey, but you're right. I didn't trust her. I didn't trust Kristen. I didn't trust Danny at all, right from the get-go, man. She's scared. The lights out. She just scared me, man. She was all over the place. And so I was scared if I told Christmas, put up Danny. I did massage it to her a little bit. I was thinking Danny's playing the whole. I even said Cody, Danny and Cody are playing the whole house with me, just to show that I'm not really that close with Cody, but I am. But I put Danny in front. I was like, you know, Danny is playing this whole house. You know, why don't you put this one up? But I wasn't going to push it just in case if Christmas went back, because I don't know if Christmas was with her or not at that point. This season was so fun because it was so messy in the beginning. I played messy in the beginning. It was just so fun, though, because I was like, I'm getting back to it. I'm getting back to it. I don't know what's going on. I'm with an alliance with Davon, with Bailey. Bailey's put me on a spot with Danny. I was like, I heard rumblings. I was just put on a spot so many times in the beginning. I was like, there's no way I'm going to survive. There's no way. But it was so fun. It was so fun.
All right, Taryn, anything else for Enzo?
I do have. I have one. I was very confused about this week. Tyler's on the block next to Ian. It seems like a lot of people, or most of your alliance, is leaning toward evicting Ian. But you keep sort of like piping in like, hey, yo, we could get rid of Tyler, yo. Did you want to get rid of Tyler that week? And if so, why?
I mean, I was thinking, I was like, I love Tyler. Tyler was not coming after me at that point, but Tyler's the type of player, he will come after you at some point. You know what I mean? So I was like, man, this is really juicy right now. He's a great player. I was like, this could be it. I had that deal with Ian, that final eight deal with him where we wouldn't go after each other. So I was like, all right, maybe I could buy some time with Ian. He won't come after me for another 2-3 weeks. I was like, this might be it, man. We get rid of Tyler right here. You know what I mean? So it was juicy. It was juicy, you know, but we went the other way with it.
Okay. Enzo, so great to get to catch up. Hope that you reconsider about your, you know, no podcasts or short podcasts.
I will. Okay. I got second place.
Keep your options open. Okay.
Yes, I will. I definitely will. If you guys want to do it, I'll do it. But just let me give me some time to decompress.
You got it. You got it. Definitely. Take your time. Okay. Definitely. All right. Congratulations again, Enzo, on getting all the way to the end of the game. Great job.
Thank you, guys, bro. I appreciate it.
And best to you and your kids, too.
Moulin Bouger, too. Yes. Right? Moulin Bouger, best to
all right. She's going to be all right, I mean, without the air?
I deflated her. She's now safe. And then when I get back to Jersey, she'll have Jersey air in her.
Great. Does Tyler get shared custody? Like, what goes on?
He abandoned her.
I know you got to run, Enzo. Yeah, okay. Sorry. All right. Thank you so much, okay?
Thank you, bro. Bye. Thank you.
All right, coming up next, we're going to hear from Nicole Franzel on this exit interview special. But first, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for our Big Brother 22 exit interviews. And those are our friends over at Theragun. The stress of daily life weighs on us all, especially during Big Brother season. Whether you're an elite athlete or just a regular person trying to get through the day, muscle pain and muscle tension is a real thing. That's why I use the Theragun, the handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension, uses a scientifically calibrated combination of depth, speed and power. And now it's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. That's because the all new Gen 4 Theragun has a proprietary brushless motor that's so quiet you'll wonder if it's on while you soothe your aching muscles with Theragun's signature power, amplitude, and effectiveness. If Memphis had this, he would have won the whole season. So many times that he was down and out after these competitions. The Theragun is amazing. First Lady of Podcasting swears by it, because she takes all of these classes. I don't know if we're allowed to say the type of classes that she takes. They are not a sponsor, but she goes on and takes all of these different athletic classes that she watches. And then she's like, oh, I'm so sore, I can't move. The Theragun gets in there and I'm not a scientist, but it breaks everything up. And then it feels like that you've had like a professional massage and lets you recover faster. It's an incredible device, and you could try the Theragun for 30 days. There's no substitute with the Theragun Gen 4, a OLED screen, personalized Theragun app, and the quiet power that you need. It starts at only $199. You can go to theragun.com/RHAP right now and get your Gen 4 Theragun today. That's Theragun.com/RHAP. Theragun.com/RHAP. Your sore muscles do not have a chance. Theragun.com/RHAP. All right, let's go ahead and bring you our interview with Nicole Franzel. All right, we are here with the winner of Big Brother 18 and tonight's third place finisher, Nicole Franzl. Nicole, how are you?
I am doing okay.
Okay, yeah, it was a rough night for you, Nicole. That we said that was a very emotional reaction after Cody made the decision to take Enzo to the final two. How are you holding up with that? It was only a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I mean, I'm doing fine. I am devastated, obviously. I saw myself sitting in the final two chairs. I never thought that anything else would ever happen. And so I think I'm just like shocked and I'm just trying to understand it. And I guess from a game perspective, I do understand it. And I would be silly to it. Like, I admit that I thought about taking Enzo over Cody, but would I have done it? No.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. We were told by Devon that he was faring much better against Enzo than against you. So it ultimately is the correct decision here for Cody. And I think you know, for what it's worth, you know, your question to Cody, how long was he planning to do that? None of us knew who he was going to take heading into this finale.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was making me look like a fool for the past couple weeks.
No,
in there, you know, so. I'm just like, how long? Because he's been playing this up real well because I had no idea. And like, he would even say things like, Derek and I don't play, like, you know, just like little things. Like, if I said anything, he'd be like, Derek wouldn't say that. I'm like, okay, so like, we're like that close. Okay, we're ride or die. So I just freaking went right over my head. I should have known. But cool.
Do you think that your relationship with Cody can survive this? Do you think that you guys can move past this or this might be a deal breaker?
This is like the most popular question. I think that it will definitely survive. Am I mad at him? Absolutely. But it's a game and I voted for him because he played a great game. But I mean, are we going to be BFFs? No.
But he's not invited to the wedding, right?
I don't know.
That's it.
Well, I just don't think that. I think it's just awkward. Things are awkward.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you have any plans coming into the game? You know, you knew a couple of people, I think, coming into the game. Did you have anything planned out?
No. And I thought that there was going to be like four or five winners. So my plan was, let's get in a winner's alliance and let's protect each other. There was one other winner. And I said, oh, crap, I'm in trouble. You nominate two people and there's two winners. So I need to really navigate this quite quickly.
Nicole, speaking of the other winner, when the week that Ian went up on the block, that yes. Danny was going through all the different people that she could potentially put up on to the block, mm-hmm. that we were a little surprised that you didn't push back harder with Danny to say like, hey, like no way, no how, do not put Ian up on the block. And we know that, you know, you would have liked to have seen him stay. But that was there any particular reason why you didn't tell her, like, absolutely, this is my red line. Do not put Ian up on the block.
I think that I was already. So Cody and Danny were freaked out on how much I wanted Ian to stay in the house, how close I was with him. He admitted it tonight. Cody and Danny were freaking planning it behind my back, trying to get rid of Ian because I was close to him and they didn't trust him. And I trusted him with every freaking bone in my body, even when he threw me under the bus that one time. I was like, I forgive him. Like, for some reason, we had this connection. And when I looked at Danny and she said to me, he's going on the block. Like, there was no ifs, ands, or buts. Danny is not somebody that you try to, like, negotiate with. I was never good at that with her. Cody, he could do it. He could kind of manipulate her and get her to do things. Me, if I said something, she would hold on to it, get mad at me, and go tell Cody. And then I'm like, so for me, it wasn't worth it for my game to, and that was going to be in my final speech tonight. I realized then it wasn't worth me to completely stick my neck out for Ian because I would have shattered my whole alliance with the committee and it would have made Danny mad. It would have made Cody mad. And so I had to just take my loss there, and it absolutely was, it killed a lot of for my game because I was the only winner and I had a lot more work to do. And Ian was obviously someone I wanted in that house all the way. I would have loved to sit next to him in the end because we're both winners. We got to vote for one of us.
Yeah. You experienced a couple different ultimate betrayals in the house. One with Ian, one with Danny. I imagine one tonight. Which one was the worst ultimate betrayal? If there's an ultimate betrayal, is tonight the ultimate?
I think so. Okay. I don't think you can top this. I don't know. I just feel like my heart definitely broke, that's for sure. And I was in this, like, the look on my face is probably so, like, because I had no idea.
Did Cody give you, after he won the competition, when the show came back on, you were already in tears a bit. Did he give you any indication that he was about to cut you and that's why you were crying?
Yeah. He just said, I don't want to blindside you. I said, what?
Yeah.
You're gonna cut me? I said, and I had to like walk down the stairs with my big heels. And I was like shaking. And I was like, oh, I would not have done this to you. And he's like, I know. And then he just walks to the diary room. And I look at Enzo and I say, like, I'm believing. And he's like, really? I'm like, yes. It was just such a freaking mess because I was like, Enzo had no idea either. He goes, no, like, no, I think you're staying. I said, Enzo, no. I'm so mad. And Enzo's like, well, I'm happy.
Yeah. Nicole, did you consider giving your vote to Enzo then in, you know, sort of like the, you know, heat of everything that had just happened?
The only reason I would have given my vote to Enzo, he did play an incredible game. He has the best social game I have ever witnessed. I witnessed it firsthand. And that man is incredible. But when it came down to the whole gameplay, my vote was always going to go to Cody. Yeah. So it would have been a completely bitter vote. And I'm not that type of person to do that.
Yeah. Would you go back and play a fourth time with the, you know, you already have the most amount of days in the house. Are you willing to go and try to get that second winner status again?
No, I'm retired. I'm over. I can't do it anymore. My heart can't handle it. And I'm moving on to a different stage in my life. Kids, family, and we can watch Big Brother as a family, but I'm not going to be playing anymore. I can't handle it. This season was, I cried, as you can see, every freaking day. It was so hard. Like, I couldn't take my heart out of it, and it's because I loved so many people that I was in there with, and it was like gameplay was turning into something personal, and I just couldn't handle it. Like, I just want game to be game, and then personal to be, like, I want to stay out of that. But when it came to like even my relationship with Cody, my personal relationship with him was going to make me make a dumb game move and take him the final two. So I think I'm to the point of I'm getting like softer in my old age. I can't do, I'm long story short, I cannot handle it.
Is there one particular move that you look at this season that you feel like that you wish you could have gone, had gone differently for you?
At this point, I didn't win the season, and I think Danny wasn't very fond of my game, and Cody backstabbed me harder than anyone, so I would have just blown up everyone's game and told Davon the truth. If I could go back and do that, I would freaking do it, because
yeah,
people didn't have my backs, and I was protecting their backs. They were begging me not to do it. It took everything in my body for me to hold that in, and like, I was like needing to talk to somebody in there because I couldn't handle the pressure that I was feeling. And I don't think people understand like how difficult that is. And I ultimately, if it was just blowing up my game, I would have freaking did it. I don't care. Like, I'll blow up my game. I always find a way around something. But blowing up everyone else's game added so much extra pressure. And going back, I would have just freaking said it. I don't care.
Yeah. How do you think things would have changed if instead of a triple eviction, it was just a regular double eviction and you were on the block next to Danny for an entire week and she has kind of maybe a week to realize that, maybe Cody's not as with me as I thought he was. Do you think that changes things in any way for you?
Oh, for sure. I think if she had a week to try to get out of sitting on the block next to me, she could have worked some magic. I think I would have saw her definitely throw me under the bus. And Enzo said that she was already doing that during the triple, which you don't know what's true and what's not. But I'm saying, like, if she had a week to do that, oh, I don't know what would have happened. And I would have probably had a harder time staying in the house because being a winner on the block is a big deal. And the fact that I survived the triple twice sitting on the block is a miracle. My weak persona paid off. Okay. That's the only thing that kept me there and my bonds with people I had in the house. But
yeah. All right. Well, Nicole, I know you have to run. You have a ton of press that you're doing tonight. Well, we appreciate you making some time for us. You know, would love to chat some more anytime you're up for it in the future. All the best to you and get home to Victor, and good luck with everything with the podcast and everything post Big Brother.
Thank you so much. You guys were great.
Okay. All right. Take care, Nicole. Bye.
You too. Bye.
All right, and then we have one final exit interview to do, and it's with America's favorite house guest, Davon Rogers. Let's go ahead and patch her in. Davon, how are you? Congratulations on being America's favorite house guest.
I'm so excited, man. We made history tonight. I couldn't be more happier.
Did you expect it at all?
No, not at all, because we ain't never even been in the top three. So for me to find out that I was in the top two and next to Tyler, I was like, oh, he got this. Tyler always, he got it. He went in, Vito, Pops, he got it all. And so to know that I won, like, God, it's so good. I'm so grateful to everybody who voted, who campaigned for me. Like, what? This is for us. We did this. You know what I mean? I'm excited.
Devon, what does it mean to you to be America's favorite house guest?
It means the world to me, because all season I talked a lot about, you know, winning this thing, not just for me, but for every African-American who has played this game and those aspiring to come in and play. And so I just wanted to make that history. And then when it didn't happen, I was like, OK, David gonna do it. And it didn't happen with David. And I'm like, oh, my God, Kevin. And it didn't happen with Kevin. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. So to be able to check one of the boxes this season, it means the world to me. And it lets me know that the conversations I was having in the house and, you know, just it wasn't in vain. And I wasn't put here for nothing. You know, God has a purpose and plan for everything. So I'm just grateful that I was able to be a part of the plan.
And you did inspire a lot of people. And your speech on eviction night was very inspiring. A lot of people really loved it. So I think there's a lot to be proud of here.
Thank you. Thank you. That makes me so happy, because it's been a long time coming, man. So I'm grateful.
How does it feel to be out of the house and out of the jury house, Davon?
I'm done. I'm done. It's been 3 months. I'm done. I feel good. You know, I'm going to go back. I haven't watched season 17 or 18, but I'm definitely going to watch this season in about a month or two.
I mean, you don't have to.
I want to see it. I got some questions I need answered. So I'm going to go back and watch it. But, you know, it just, I don't know, man. It's done. It's over with. And I'm just glad that it's over. When I got evicted, Julie asked me how I felt. And I was like, relieved, child. I was ready to go. So I'm glad it's over.
Yeah. Tonight on the finale, Julie asked you who you were thinking might come out of the house. And you said, well, if they're you said, if they're smart, it's Nicole. What did that mean? Well, how would Nicole have done if she was sitting in the final two?
Well, here's the thing. If it were Nicole and Enzo, Nicole would have won. If it were Nicole and Cody, Cody would have won, but it wouldn't have been by a unanimous vote. People were saying that as a winner, if she made it to the end, she deserved to win again. And so I'm like, all right, now, Cody, if you're smart, you're going to take Enzo so you can get the sweep. And so that's exactly what happened. So, yeah.
There you go. Do you know who would have voted which way if Nicole had been in there?
I know Memphis kept saying he wanted her to win. I'm pretty sure Christmas would have voted for her. Kevin was very adamant about voting for her. And I think David would have even voted for her, too. So it definitely wouldn't have been a clean sweep.
You might have been that swing vote again. Would you have voted for her?
Absolutely not.
Davon,
get to play me twice.
Was it there any consideration to potentially give the vote to Enzo? I know that in the jury segments, you talked a lot about how much you really liked Enzo. You wanted him to do it. Did you consider giving him a vote tonight?
I wanted to, but at the same time, you know, Cody's resume was A1, and I feel like Enzo gave him that extra ammunition. Like, even if he wasn't going to get voted out, you still could have put him on the block. You were the HOH. You could have took that away from him. So you could have been the only person to say, I ain't never hit the block this season. You know what I'm saying? And Enzo's speech was all over the place. I mean, let's just be honest. He was all over the place. But that's Enzo. That's why we love him, because he is who he is, you know. But Cody had everything down packed, and he made sure to let us know he learned his lesson from his previous season. You know, there are things that he didn't say in his speech against Derek that he did say this time. So, you know, he learned his lesson. He played the game. He didn't care who he hurt. He cut Nicole. So it was just like, get this man this check so we can go.
We were kind of thinking if it was possible, if Enzo or Nicole, if either one of them had been the person to win the final three HOH and cut Cody, would that have been the winning move for them? Like if Enzo had done it and cut Cody and taken Nicole, would he have beaten Nicole and vice versa?
I believe so. That's what I was banking on. You know, all season, all in the jury portion, I've been saying that Cody has the cleanest resume. So whoever, because Christmas was included in this too at the time, because she was a part of the four. So whoever cut him and took him out of the running, that's the person I feel like did the most shaking up that this season has seen. So yes, you know, so it could have been a possibility.
Devon, we saw you in sort of like the center of that jury roundtable segment tonight. You were sort of like the de facto moderator. It seemed like, did it feel that way while you were out there?
Absolutely. Definitely. Absolutely. And I'm like, okay, these people know I like to talk, and they put me right in the center and they know I'm going to talk. So it was interesting. You know, I felt like everything was going smooth, and then Christmas came out and she started barking, and I was like, hold up, swole up. What's happening right now? It got a little out of control, but it felt great. Like I told CBS, I said, hey, you ever need somebody to host, call your girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You were natural.
I agree. We were just talking about that on the recap podcast. Wow. I think, you know, Dr. Will's great and all, but maybe they should lose his number. Maybe they need to call Dave on.
I ain't trying to take nobody's job, child. But I can co-host till he gets tired. Then I'll take over.
Devon, when you left the house, could you envision yourself voting for Cody in the final two?
No, not at all. I wanted Enzo to win hands down. There was no other option. It was Enzo. No, that's a lie. It was Danny. I wanted Danny to win when I left. It was her or David, one of the two. I was rooting for both of them. And then when the triple hit and they all came rushing in, I was like, well, we're in here now. So what do I do now? You know, then Tyler comes rushing in and I'm like, well, Enzo, this is it. Like, you got to pull this thing in or it's going to be a problem. But then Cody started showing out. And then, you know, people come into the jury house and they're giving you information and information. And I'm like, this man been playing. So I'm not a hater. You know, you got to give credit where it's due.
Yeah. What was your reaction when you first found out about that Nicole had been lying about the David vote?
Oh, I was hurt. My feelings were genuinely hurt. And the reason being is because the history we had from Big Brother 18, you know, we came into this season and we made a pact that, yo, like, let's start fresh. You know what I'm saying? She has literally burned pretty much every female that she's competed against. I'm sorry. She's pretty much burned every female that she has competed against. And so it's like, yo, let's start fresh. Let's show that you can work with women and that I can trust you, you know? And so as we started to develop this friendship, when it came time for the vote, I expressed to her, I was like, yo, it's very important to me as an African-American woman. I don't want to be on this TV going to bat with David. I don't want that. We already having our own situation. I don't need you to add fuel to the fire. So it wasn't the fact that she flipped the vote. It wasn't the fact that she pinned it on David, because from a strategic standpoint, I got that. It was the fact that she continued to encourage the feud between me and David. That's what really hurt my feelings, because as my friend, you knew what that meant to me. So what was the purpose? You know, so my feelings were definitely hurt.
Yeah. Devon, well, we know you have to run. Just want to say congratulations again. We really hope that we have the chance to talk with you some more in the future about everything from this season and everything with the challenge at some point down the road. So congratulations again on being America's Favorite House Guest.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Everybody, there you have it. That is our Big Brother exit interview special here for the finale with our top three and America's favorite house guest, Davon. Thanks to Taryn. We let him go to bed. It's after 2 a.m. on the East Coast when we're wrapping up these interviews here tonight. So a well-deserved rest for Taryn at the end of this Big Brother 22 home stretch. So thank you so much for listening to everything that we had for you here tonight, all of our coverage of the Big Brother 22 finale. But we're going to be right back at it with Amazing Race coverage. Still got to watch the Amazing Race as they visited my old stomping grounds in the Amazon rainforest tonight. I'll be back with Jessica Lease and Mike Bloom on Thursday for a recap of the Amazing Race 32. I think it's 32. I guess they're 10 seasons ahead of Big Brother. So, of course, all of this podcasting is made possible by the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast. If you want to find out more about everything we have going on, we got a lot of patron podcasts coming up over the next couple days, including our end of the month patron cast, which is going to be coming up on Friday. Look, it's the end of the month. You get charged again at the start of the month if you become a patron at the end of the month, but they have a new annual membership, which I always recommend to people when they're taking a look at our Patreon. At the end of the month, you pay for 11 months and you get 12, a 1 month for free when you become an annual patron of Rob Has a Podcast at robhasawebsite.com/patron. Thanks so much to Taryn. He works tirelessly during the Big Brother season. He was great on the exit interviews tonight. And of course, thanks to everybody who stayed with us all season long. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.